Today, would you believe, would have been Maureen O'Hara's 99th birthday. She passed away just 4 years ago at the age of 95. And insights into her life are still emerging. Most recently, a letter discovered by her grandson, Conor Fitzsimons, written to her by John Ford, around the time of arguably her most famous film, The Quiet Man. Well, Conor joins me now from his home outside Boise in Idaho. And thank you for joining us, Conor, so early in the morning. Tell me about this letter, what it indicates and how did you find it?
Well, good morning, Mary, and thank you for having me on the show.
Pleasure.
Yeah, I found the letter. My grandmother used to tell me when I was a little boy, you know, don't throw any books away. Go through books, because I used to hide things in books that I didn't want people to find till later in life. And so we were going through some boxes and moving into our new house where we built a library, and we were putting books away, and I found an old book that would have been the old Quiet Man story. And we were just, I was kind of laughing to the wife, look how old this is, and we opened it up. And there in the middle of the book was this letter, and we were kind of taken back by it. So, brought it to Ireland to take it up to Ashford because I wanted to find a date on it, because I wasn't sure when exactly it had been written, and I figured they would recognize their letterhead and know when. So,
just to go back, it was a letter to your grandmother from?
John Ford. And it was a bit of a cheek and chung kind of love letter, you know. You know, I think he was enamored by my grandmother his whole life. And so when he was there in 1950, he must have written a letter to her. There was a few letters he wrote from different hotels while he was scouting out for the movie The Quiet Man.
And I remember with the Me Too thing, people recalling that your mother wasn't interested in the casting couch, to put it mildly. Was there a romantic liaison there?
I would say it was one way. I'd say that Ford probably was enamored with my grandmother. You know, that the one thing that most men always yearn is the one thing they can't have. Yes.
You tell me that, right, okay. There's a kind of a suspicion that it's a bit of a joke, but maybe not. Part of the script that John Wayne says to Mary Kate Danaher, let's have a listen to the actual words, because they could come from Ford himself, it would appear.
It's a bold one you are. And who gave you leave to be kissing me?
So you can talk.
Yes, I can, I will, and I do. And it's more than talk you'll be getting if you step a step closer to me.
Don't worry, you got a wallop.
You'll get over it, I'm thinking.
Well, some things a man doesn't get over so easy.
Like what, supposing?
Like the sight of a girl coming through the fields, with the sun on her hair, kneeling in church, with a face like a saint.
Saint indeed.
And now come into a man's house to clean it for him?
But that was just my way of being a good Christian act.
I know it was, Mary Kate Danaher. And I was nicer.
Not at all.
And that was, I mean, they have such a following now, the whole cast of The Quiet Man. But in a way, the language is kind of ridiculous, shall we say, but may very well have reflected his feelings for her.
Well, I'd say that's very close to what you're saying is the truth. You know, Ford, I think, was always enamored with Maureen. That's why he used her so many times in so many movies. I think that they were such good friends behind the scenes, him and Ford and John Wayne and Maureen. They used to spend a lot of time up at Ford's house singing Irish songs. And I think the friendship was just so much beyond the screen between the three of them that it was kind of a love, I'd say, and an environment of, like a schoolboy crush, if I would sum it up.
Right, yeah. It was such a long time ago. Now, So do you know, was he writing to her all the time? What kind of verification that you did you get that is, you know, that it was him and that it was written when he was in Ashford Castle?
Well, Ford wrote her a good few letters. Two of them are on display at the Shelburne. We put them on display there in summer of 2017 in the Maureen O'Hara suite. And then there's been a few other letters that we found that were auctioned off in New York in 2013. And they just keep, every time we open a box or something else, we come across these random letters that she had stashed away and hidden from the world.
And what's the plan for the letter?
Well, this letter was, I'm going to probably put it up for auction. There's so many people that just love Ford and collect Ford stuff that, you know, I was going to put it up for auction and then use the money, some of the money for charity. We donated a good few bit of money to the old folks here in Boise. My grandmother kind of helped out with a couple of different charities here in Boise.
Right. Okay. And of course, she was also involved in West Cork, but she left West Cork to go home. I suppose you could say to die, but I mean, it was 4 or 5 years. Did she have good quality of life?
Oh, she did indeed. I mean, my mother was old at the time, too, and my mother was no longer able to be there and look out for her. My mom was getting sick, too, because my mom passed away only 6 months after my grandmother did. And we brought her back to the States for a couple of reasons. We thought that it would be a lot easier to get the honorary Oscar, which she did.
Which she went to bed with. I thought that was lovely.
Well, it became a bit of a joke at the house with her staff that she would say to her, she goes, I want to have tea out in the front patio or the back patio this morning with Oscar. Or she would say, I'm very tired. It's time to go to bed. Bring me Oscar. It's time for us to go to bed. So it became a bit of a joke, you know. I'd be like, call her. I come by the house in the morning or something. I'd be like, I see you and Oscar are having breakfast this morning. She goes, of course. He's the only man in my life anymore. And I'd be like, what about me, your grandson? And she goes, well, of course, you'll always be my best beau.
Yeah, she had the gift of the gab, didn't she? And the charm and all of that. Now, she will be 100 next year, and there will be an event in Cork.
Well, we have a couple of things going on. We have, Margaret O'Shaughnessy is the director of the Flying Boat Museum, which Maureen opened in 1989. And we thought, what better place? They've been such good friends, and she'd been affiliated with them for so long that we thought that would be the best place to do a museum. And
right.
Thankful to the council and everybody down there and the town of Foynes for even wanting her there. They have gone ahead and it'll be breaking ground in a short period of time here to build a new museum dedicated to Maureen.
Right. And then you were involved in, was it the commissioning from Don Coleman of a sculpture?
Yes. What a great guy. Yeah, and West Cork County Council were so good, and they gave us some land in the park, and they're doing a statue that will hopefully go up in the next 6 months towards her birthday.
Right.
And I'm excited about that, too. It's a beautiful scene from The Quiet Man.
Okay, listen, thank you very, very much indeed for getting up so early to talk to us. That was Conor Fitzsimons, Maureen O'Hara's grandson, on the occasion of her 99th birthday, had she been alive.